From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Wrapping up the more than 40-nation nuclear summit in Washington at this hour, President Obama is pointing to an agreement to secure all vulnerable nuclear materials within the next 4 years. The president says among the biggest outcomes is a pledge by participants to work to keep nuclear weapons out of the hands of terrorists.
Today, we are declaring that nuclear terrorism is one of the most challenging threats to international security. We also agreed that the most effective way to prevent terrorists and criminals from acquiring nuclear materials is through strong nuclear security, protecting nuclear materials, and preventing nuclear smuggling.
The president went on to say while he realizes it's an ambitious goal, he said it is one that can be achieved. The White House has pointed to several deals reached with participating countries, including Russia, to dispose of tons of plutonium from Cold War-era weapons. Still, the president also noted the agreement by participating nations is voluntary. The former head of Washington Mutual, the biggest ever U.S. bank failure, is defending his firm's actions. Testifying before a Senate panel today, Kerry Killinger said the firm had adequate capital and should not have been seized by the government in 2008. Instead, Killinger says the bank should have been allowed to work its way through the crisis.
I believe it was unfair that the company was not given the benefits extended to and actions taken on behalf of other financial institutions.
However, two former risk officers at the bank said they tried to curb risky lending practices but ran into resistance from top managers. Today's testimony follows an 18-month investigation that found WaMu's lending operations were rife with fraud and deception. Israel has asked its citizens to immediately leave Egypt's Sinai Peninsula after announcing it has received intelligence of a kidnapping threat. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro has more from Jerusalem.
Egypt's Sinai Peninsula is a popular vacation spot for Israelis, and over 20,000 of them went there for the recent Passover holiday. Those that remain in the area are now being urgently asked to leave. The anti-terrorism unit here says it has concrete information regarding an imminent risk of a terrorist abduction operation. The fear is that Palestinian militants could kidnap Israelis in the Sinai and transfer them to the Gaza Strip through a network of tunnels that riddle the border area between Gaza and Egypt. The Sinai has been the scene of a number of major bombing attacks targeting Israeli or Western tourists in recent years. But despite frequent warnings by the Israeli government to its citizens, Israelis still travel there regularly. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Jerusalem.
The nation's trade deficit, the difference between what U.S. companies send overseas and foreign firms shipped to the U.S., widened unexpectedly in February. Commerce Department says the trade gap rose 7.4% to nearly $40 billion. After bouncing around, blue chips managed to continue yesterday's gains, with investors remaining upbeat about upcoming first quarter earnings numbers. The Dow again closing above 11,000, up 13 points today. The Nasdaq gained 8 points. This is NPR. Officials in Poland say the line of mourners turning out today to pay their respects to the country's late president and his wife stretched for more than half a mile. The bodies of President-elect Kaczynski and his wife Maria are lying in state in the columned hall of the presidential palace in Warsaw. The pair were among the more than 90 people killed this past weekend when a plane they were on crashed in heavy fog while trying to land in Russia. The Polish first couple's funeral is scheduled for Sunday in Krakow, with President Obama among the world leaders scheduled to attend. The Food and Drug Administration has approved labeling changes for the most popular U.S. birth control pills to reflect recent studies on the risk of blood clots. More from NPR's Richard Knox.
The oral contraceptives Yaz, Yasmin, and a generic version called Ocella are the leading U.S. birth control pills, with more than a third of the market. The label changes apply to Yaz and Yasmin. The new label notes two European studies that suggest the risk of blood clots among users of these contraceptives is higher than with an older type of birth control pills. The new label also mentions two earlier studies, sponsored by the pill's manufacturer, Bayer Healthcare, that found no increased risk of clotting. All birth control pills involve some risk of blood clots, which can be fatal or disabling if they travel to the lungs or brain. If the new studies are correct, the risk is more than six times higher for Yaz and Yasmin than among women not taking contraceptives. The risk is four times higher for an older type of contraceptive. Richard Knox, NPR News.
First Lady Michelle Obama, joined by Jill Biden, paid an unannounced visit to disaster-stricken Haiti today. The First Lady, who flew over the earthquake-ravaged country by helicopter, described the scene as definitely powerful in terms of its devastation. She also met with Haiti's President, René Préval. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.